Today readings are some of my favorite in the New Testament. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, St. Peter says something so powerfully. He said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise and walk." At the name of Christ, we can seek transformation, we can seek healing, and we can seek conversion, and we can seek healing deep from within. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters? Just as St. Peter, who had said he had nothing else to offer, not materialistic means, not the riches of this world, not according to our human standard, but in the name of Christ Jesus, we have the ability to rise up and choose a new life. Do you and I believe it? At times we don't. We seek comfort in other things, in other people, and we chase after worldly good and vanities that leave us empty. But at the end of the day, we have, really, think about this. At the end of the day, we have nothing else in this world to really give us true joy, happiness, and peace, except in the name of Christ Jesus. So I hope you and I today can be like St. Peter, who can tell each other, in the name of Christ, rise up and choose a new life. And the gospel reading is so beautiful too. Luke 24, the road to Emmaus. And I think we can relate to this particular episode a lot. Sometimes Christ is walking close to us, but we're so occupied about what's going on in this world, occupied in our own little world, occupied with the things that are going on that we do not see him. Yet, just like on Monday, I was telling you that there is something new about the resurrected Christ. Something new. That even though he was close to his disciples, they didn't recognize him at first. But once he revealed the scripture to them, once he opened their eyes, they recognized him right away. And in a very particular way, on the road to Emmaus, they recognized him just like we recognize the Lord at Mass. When he opened the scripture and revealed himself to us, both in the holy words, the sacred scripture, as well in the breaking of bread, when we receive the Eucharist. So, when we go to Mass, my brothers and sisters, are we joyful in receiving the Lord? Are we opening our eyes, our ears, our five senses in order to recognize his presence? At the end of the day, the Lord is truly close to us. He walks by us. And he wants us to see the greater reality than our own pities, our own worries, and our own occupation in this world. But we have to allow ourselves to seek him. So take some time today to read and reflect on the first in the gospel readings. See if we can really recognize Christ, if he's walking to us, close to us, in the opening of scriptures, as well in the breaking of the bread at Mass. Are we joyful in going to Mass? Are we joyful in receiving the Eucharist? Are we joyful in reading his words? Are we joyful in seeking him? So at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, we're able to call out, and we're able to be like St. Peter in the first reading, when we can tell each other, "I have nothing to offer you. What I do have, I give you." So in the name of Christ Jesus, rise up and walk and seek the newness of life.